I think it's more like, I don't know what I'm allowed to change and what I'm not. You know, everyone just sometimes has an absolute stinker, but you do kind of just have to rationalise it and learn what you can.
The joy of design definitely outweighs those nasty little moments. Yeah. I remember when I started art college after leaving school, and I just couldn't believe that I could just make art and design.
Hello, welcome to Well, You're the Designer, the podcast where the Titanic of client briefs meets the iceberg of graphic design. I have with me Richard Kemp.
I am sorry about that.
And Matt Bruti.
Hello.
Highly experienced designers who spent a lot of their careers working from client briefs and actioning their amends. Often those clients have been small business owners and people whose everyday roles don't necessarily call for them to be familiar with the intricacies of design and marketing. In this podcast, we discuss the language barrier that exists between mere mortals and those who've devoted their whole careers to design. Through no fault of their own, clients can struggle to articulate what they need or misunderstand the process. But whether they like it or not, it's often part of the designer's job to manage this relationship and guide the process to a timely and effective outcome. Each week, we pick pieces of frequently heard client feedback that typically fill our designers with dread, and we ask, what's the client trying to achieve, and why do they want it? What are the consequences to the design? Is there a way we can achieve it in a different way? And does the client have a point? My name's Danny Powell, and I'm here to represent the other side of the relationship and plead the case for the client. This week is part two of our roundup, where we bang through a bumper collection of clangers. Last time we spoke about super specific requests, and this week we're on to frustratingly vague ones. And I'm going to start you guys off with, I need it to be elegant and classy. So what does a client mean when they want elegance and class?
Exactly.
I think that's the crux of it, because obviously their take on it is going to be different to mine, I guess.
Yeah, it's like saying make it funky.
That's even more vague.
Yeah.
And funky is a word that I won't allow outside of the musical genre.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, fair enough. I mean, those things do make me think of certain looks. Elegant, I'm thinking of like calligraphy and things like that. Fine lines.
Yeah, for you, but I would say for some people it's like, you know, gold gradient text with little like light highlights and diamonds and bling.
Blingy, right? Yeah.
Bling in a script font. Script font bling.
Right.
And they would go, oh yeah, that's classy and elegant.
It's because we're in Essex, maybe.
Maybe it is.
I don't know. Perpetuate stereotypes.
It's probably like an age thing as well, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I think that's it. It's just because it doesn't really... I mean, it gives you an area to work in.
Does it rule certain things out? Does it rule out humour? Does it rule out big blocky things?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, it does. Yeah. It narrows it down.
It does narrow it down.
But then you've got to kind of make a judgment about the kind of person they are. And if you get it wrong, they then think you're that kind of person. Yeah? So if you go, oh, right, I think they think elegance is, a script font but with a diamond texture feel or something like that.
And then you're off on the wrong foot.
And then
they think
you send
you don't
to them
get it.
And they go, my God, what's this crass, like,
and then
vulgarity.
Do you say, I thought you'd like that?
Yeah. What can you do? You can't say that, because then they're going to be insulted. So you just have to end up looking like a chump. Like, there's no way out, is there?
No.
It's like, oh my God, now they think, I think that's classy.
Yeah, no, I see that point. So if that comes through on an email, for example, is that a case of picking up the phone?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to avoid situation.
Yeah, or just, you know...
Designing down.
An email back saying, can you send me a couple of...
Examples.
A couple of examples and hope it's not one of the people that then go, well,
yeah,
you know, you're the designer, why am I... Yeah. If I do this, why am I paying you?
Mm.
If I give you any information about what I'm looking for, what am I paying you for?
Yeah.
And we talked also about the pitfalls of being shown things for reference as well. Is that something you like to see? Like,
I think
because it just speeds up the process.
Yeah,
and again,
takes a lot of guesswork out.
You're not
well.
copying. You're not. That's important. You're not copying what someone sent you, you're getting the sort of, yeah, the...
Even if it's stuff they don't like, you know, if there's something they really want to avoid. That's why, you know, if there's any cliches you want to avoid, let me know. Because they'll know their industry and business and all that better than me. So they'll better go, oh, you know, please don't. If it's a, you know, plumber, please don't put the gas, the flame that's also a water drop on there.
Yeah, fair enough. So 1 to 10 as a clanger, make it elegant and classy.
It's not a big one. It can be four, it can be sorted out.
5, 4. Yeah.
See, I'd go 3.
Right.
Yeah. Easy to get around, maybe that one.
Mm.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm going to skip to one more. I was going to talk about later, but I think it kind of relates to what you're saying about make it funky. It's almost the other side of the coin, which is jazz it up.
Right. Yeah. Depends what genre of jazz you're talking about, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Big brass jazz or crazy trumpet.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's thinking about jazz when they say jazz.
No, they're not.
They're looking for whistles and bells, which traditionally aren't part of jazz. But yeah, I suppose if the opposite of jazz it up is black text on a is basically a printout from an office, then it's going to some fancy design, isn't it? They want something fancy.
No, because they put the qualifier a bit. Yeah, jazz it up a bit. They never say jazz it up. It's always jazz it up a bit. So you can't go full jazz.
Yes. Isn't that just something that people say just to moderate what they're saying and to sound a bit more reasonable?
Maybe, but it's still carries information.
So what do you take from that as a piece of client feedback?
Do you know, I get so distracted if someone says it. I can't stop thinking about the fact that someone said it, because it's just such a classic cliche.
Yeah,
I can't believe people still say it.
It's up there with make the logo bigger and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Up a bit. I guess I would just ask them, what do you mean by that? Because it could mean anything, couldn't it?
Yeah, their idea of
What's your idea of jazz?
Yeah.
I think if someone told me to jazz something up, I don't know, coming from a copywriter point of view, people say, oh, can you do a bit of your wordsmithing on this or whatever?
Right.
And usually they mean like a bit of like alliteration or something like that. So I guess it's,
okay, so you could probably change the layout, maybe change the fonts, that sort of, you know, you can do all those things, can't you, like change fonts, colors, layout.
Some people might mean like, I don't know, like drop shadows and...
yeah, but some people mean, you know, put a gradient in the background.
All right,
there was,
but
one...
we don't know, do you? That's just
this is way back when the company was still only like 15 people or something, and there was another designer and he was doing a flyer for some hotel that was having like a club night type thing, and he'd done, you know, like it was all fine, and they were like, no, make it, you know, I want it really, you know, jazzed up or whatever. And in the end, in a moment of frustration, he just made all the text white and then just got the standard rainbow gradient and just dragged it from one end of the flyer to the other and just sent it to him, and they went perfect.
Excellent.
And that was all it took, so that was like hung on the wall. That flyer when it come out. Yeah, you remember that, just going, oh, and they went, yeah, no, brilliant, just what I'm looking for.
Right, so that is what jazz it up means,
I think. Yeah, add a gradient. Yeah,
brilliant. 1 to 10 on jazz it up.
I think because
it's just a bit it's quite cute, isn't it?
It's not offensive, but no. It's a bit pointless, so I would probably go, I'm probably going to go 8. Well, because it involves it kicks off a back and forth, doesn't it?
Like,
you know, what? Because you do need clarification. I think the more clarification it needs, the more.
Yeah. I would say 4. It doesn't offend me that much.
I'm not offended.
No,
but it's just.
But it clangs.
Yeah, it does clang a little bit because it's like a hassle, isn't it?
Yeah.
That could be avoided. It's like an extra step they've now added in because they've used up a step by not saying anything useful. So then you have to go, right, okay. What do you mean by that?
Yeah,
I think for me it's just a toe curler, isn't it? Just makes your toes curl when you hear someone say it.
All right, fair enough. So we've got an 8 and a 4 for that one. How about keep everything from my example, but also make it different?
Yeah.
There's giggles of recognition.
Contradictions.
Yeah, it's the contradictory stuff, I think, that because it's hard to know what to do.
Mm.
And you're like trying to second, third, fourth guess every decision you make.
Mm.
Sometimes you get caught up in those jobs, don't you? And then you just say, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Just need more clarification. Yeah. But you're trying to
send it and they go, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Mm. So I think sometimes, they're asking for a variation on a theme, but you don't know which way to vary it. Is that where we're at?
No, I think it's more like, I don't know what I'm allowed to change and what I'm not.
Right.
Because they kind of, with equal, they put equal importance on both, you know, this is what they want it to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the same amount, we give you free rein to mm-hmm. make it better. But yeah.
Right.
But also look like this, but also free rein.
Right.
So then you're just stuck, aren't you? Because it's just like, well, it's one or the other.
Mm.
You can do little things. Like I think we've discussed before, maybe, you know, you can...
It's horrible designing like that, isn't it? Where you're
sort out the, like, ragged edges on the text and, you know, get all, you know, sort out the spacing and maybe tweak the hierarchy if there's a lot of slightly... So if they've got text that's like, I don't know, they've got some bits that are 8 points, some that are 9 and some that are 7, just make them all 8. You know, if they've got all different justifications, make them all the same justification. You know, there's things you can do that will kind of improve it, but still keep, you know, make sure the margins are even. You know, if they're using Arial, change it to Helvetica. Like, things like that, you know.
This is when they've provided you with something.
Yeah, something maybe they've done. They've got a PDF or a Word document.
Yeah.
That you've saved that as a PDF so you can...
Mm. But this might be, they might have provided you something from a competitor or even a different industry and they want to take you to take a certain amount of inspiration from it but go away from that in a certain way.
Yeah, maybe, but I guess I'll put that as something different to what it's stated on the, on the card as.
All right, fair enough. So, have we given... marks for that? Clangometer? No. 1 to 10. So
4.
Yeah, designing with trying to second guess what they actually mean. That's again, if you're not going to have a phone call, that's a horrible feeling. Yeah, 4. 5.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think for our next one, we're still in the area of second guessing, possibly, but it's just have a play around with it.
Oh man. Yeah. Yeah, no, that is
that's
yeah,
worse that's than worse. Jazz it up.
Yeah, that's that worse than all the ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do
it's a bit patronizing, isn't it? It's like yeah.
Especially, if you've already the thing that does my head in is when you've spent the required amount and a respectful amount of time on your initial like design and you send the proof and they go like, yeah, you know, I like it. But, you know, I'll tell you what, just have a play around with it and send me something else.
Yeah, I take offense.
And I'd be like, that's literally what I've done. Yeah.
it's sort of like coaching, isn't it? Just loosen up a bit, play around with it. It's just like, oh, man.
There's nothing to work with there, is there?
Well, yeah, I think I understood this in a different way. So I think if it's feedback... And you've, like you said, that's literally what you've just done. I can imagine the frustration there. If that's more of an initial brief, isn't that them placing their faith in you and saying that, you know, use your design expertise, play around with it. You know, I'm not the expert, you are. Play around with it.
To some extent, yes. But again, I think it's just got, I think the people that tend to use that phrase specifically... that my experience has been that those kinds of people, it like as much what I thought, it's more about like they're just kind of, they just don't care or it's a bit lazy, just like, oh, you know, yeah, just like have a play around with it. It's just like they, you know, they're not invested. If someone said, well, we know, like, this is the copy and these are the images. I'm really not sure. So, like, if you know, whatever you come up with, I'll, like, you know, seriously consider, maybe we can go from there, which is the same kind of thing. But if someone says that, you go, this person cares, right? And if someone goes, oh, you know, have a play around with it, well, they don't care.
Well,
so it's hard to care about something that the person who's paying you to do it doesn't. If they don't care, it's hard to really, really care, because they don't care. So, you know, you could sweat over it and they'll either go like, oh, nah, I don't like it, do another one. Or they go like, yeah, that's fine. And it's like...
Yeah, I think if they're saying it at the briefing stage, all I'm hearing is this is going to take quite a bit of time because I don't really know what I want. And, right. You know.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. So, yeah, I can see why it might express kind of indifference on behalf of the client. But I can also, I can kind of see it as being, you know, I should have a little klaxon for when I say, well, you're the designer, sort of, well, you're the designer. I think there's a world where it could be them sort of saying, look, this isn't my gig, it's your area of expertise. Yeah, but I think
I'd never take it
but
that
it
way.
But you need a direction to go in.
Yeah, it's the vagueness, isn't it?
It's
the lack of engagement and direction.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Well, let's get a number on the doors for on the clan meter.
Straight off.
Yeah. I'm going 9 with that, yeah. It's the nature of it being like, sort of, yeah, the patronising nature of it, I don't like.
Next up we have, I like red, or I like green, or I like blue, when there are actually endless types and shades of each colour. So this is about a vague brief that's asking you for red when there's no further specification of how red or...
Yeah, I mean, it's not the worst, I think... More confusing is when they go, oh, I want it lime green.
Mm.
Now, if you like do an image search on lime green, you will get a pretty varied like selection come back that are all termed lime green. So even that can be quite confusing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's just obviously because, you know, reds are, you know, you've got like the real deep, like burgundies, haven't you, all the way to the real primary red. And then into the pink, so it can just be a long way to get what they want, right?
Yeah, and subtle changes with the colours can have a big impact on, you know, design as well, and the feel of a design. Yeah, and you'd rarely use sort of primary red, would you? Like, really?
It's
not a pleasant colour, really, I don't think.
Sort of Jan sale, summer sale.
Yeah. Although, has all those associations. Effect,
you know, Cat in the Hat. What's his name?
Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. Yeah, the books, they're all pretty primary, aren't they?
Yeah, that's
and
different.
They just look stunning.
Yeah, that's a bit different, though, isn't it? I think if they're like this, just illustrated.
Yeah.
Lovely books like that, yeah.
I think, wouldn't someone have to be pretty early on in their brand journey to not know what colours that they wanted to associate with themselves?
Oh, they know, but I think it's just, if someone just says green, oh, I want it green, I want the background green, then there's an infinite amount of greens.
Yeah.
And you're if they have a green in their logo, the right one.
If they had a green in their
then branding, it wouldn't even be a thing. I'd be like, oh, okay, I'll use one from the logo. But if there's no other reference for the green, apart from the word green in the sentence, I want the background green. And you've got to hit that, you've got to try and get that like right first time in their eyes, almost. It's just like crazy. Or they'll send a picture of like a plant, like a photo, and go, oh, you know, the same green as this plant. And then a photo with like a trillion different shades of green in it.
Because
there was someone who was doing that, who kept sending photos of objects with lots of, you know, like really shaded, variant, you know, like plants going, oh, this green.
Doesn't ring a bell for me.
No, there was someone who kept doing that, and then the designer in question just essentially put a proper blur on the photo just to like basically mush it into one aggregate green.
Yeah, and pick that's a good idea, yeah.
And they went like, no, not that one.
I think your brain is kind of wired, isn't it, to see, like, if you saw a photo of an apple, you know, it might be white on one edge and black on the other edge. But I think just your sort of cognitive situation makes you understand the concept of an apple and it's green.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily
But what see is apple green? I want it apple green.
Yeah, I understand. Wide gamut. So, clangometer, 1 to 10 on vagueness around colours.
It's quite low for me because it nowadays go, can you just send me a screenshot of the green you like and hope they don't send me some mad RGB fluoro green. Yeah. But yeah, probably like a 3 or something.
Yeah, I'll match you. I don't know really.
Yeah, I guess it can be overcome with a few examples and stuff like that. It's just another stage, isn't it? Another step to step through.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. We'll move on to...
Did you say a number, Matt?
Just met you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my... Don't know.
You sound good. Yeah.
It's not like hearing jazz it up.
No, it's not.
Play around with it, is it? It's just like, oh, okay.
And how about just a quick task for you?
Oh, yeah, it won't take long.
Yeah, when people think they know.
I've only got two amends, the layout and the content.
And make it into a web banner, this shape.
I mean, some things are ridiculously quick to do, if you know what you're doing, you know, and that's fair enough. But I think, I know we spoke earlier about me going, oh, I can't believe people don't get it. And this is something I appreciate people won't get. But there are some things that probably seem quite simple, but actually are quite time-consuming to do.
Yeah. What kind of things?
I was just really hoping
just like changing, like we were talking about earlier, changing something on a, like an image for that's a different orientation on a flyer.
Yeah. And could take
bloody
effect.
Ages. Yeah.
Or if they go, can you add this sentence to this, the second paragraph on page 4, can you add this sentence to the end? And it's
and it's a 24 page brochure and everything moves on.
Yeah, and everything's got to be in the right page, right? Yeah. And then there's just, and then you have to go, right, okay, so now all the bottom margins, I'm going to have to decrease them because now I've got to fit this extra thing on so I can either make the text smaller, I can reduce the line space. You know, there's all these things you can do and you have to work out which one you're going to do. And then because it's uniform, I mean, you can do it with paragraph and character styles, but like some things you just have to go through and just like redo it on every... So it's those sorts of things
Yeah, it might be people scaling something up. Oh, yeah, the flyer exactly the same, but a roller banner, you know, and then you've got... You have to go through and make all the res right.
Yeah, it's not the same. It's not the same. Yeah. Yeah. Or they go, say, oh, I've got these A2 posters, and they go, oh, the front of this, and they order some flyers, the front will just be the A2 poster. But the text that's legible on an A2 poster, once you've scaled it down to an A5, is going to be like 2-3 point. Yeah. So then you've got to change the layout because that text now has to be, say, 10 to 15 point, right? Which is quite big on an A5. So now it doesn't fit there, so now, and it's just it's that stuff I think people go, oh, just add that, just bump this, just and it just absolutely throws everything out.
Yeah, fair enough. So for just a quick task, what are we saying, 1 to 10 on the clangometer?
Yeah, that's going up more like 7-6. It just shows that, again, I suppose there's a lack of understanding, an assumption of how easy something is. 6, I'd say.
6 for Matt.
I'll go 6 as well.
Okay. A 6. A mild 6.
Yeah, it's fairly mild, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's like one pepper, isn't it?
Yeah, that's korma, isn't it?
It's a korma.
Bit stronger than a korma.
Yeah, a bit stronger than a korma.
So we've heard a whole bunch of clangers, both just now and over the course of the season. It does sound like that you guys get irritated quite a bit. Does that affect your working life? Does it mar your enjoyment of designing?
It definitely can do. If you're having it, sometimes if you have a couple in a day, it can sort of build a little bit. If you didn't sleep well the night before,
yeah,
yeah,
you could definitely have a bad day based on feedback, for sure. You could really hang on to something.
Yeah, sometimes it is hard to let go. Like with our junior designers, it's like, you know, because some days, you know, everyone just sometimes has an absolute stinker.
Mm.
And I imagine it's the same for everyone, where the client has just like lost faith in you straight away, and it's just really, really hard.
Mm.
And then you've got to start a new design the next day or something like that, and all your self-confidence is gone. But you do kind of just have to rationalise it and just let it go, you know, and just learn what you can from it, and then adapt and change if necessary, but like maintain the confidence to go, oh, okay, but I'm, you know, I can still do this job.
And you can have days where you get jobs where it just doesn't flow, like you just either you've not quite got the right elements in the for that design, or and it's really hard work, and it's you're forcing it.
Yeah.
And other days, just really easy, flows. Mm. Or you can come back to the same design next day and go, oh, yeah, boom, done. It's just, sometimes you just have those days.
I can relate to that, definitely.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you get a brief and the idea just comes to you and the execution of it is easy, and sometimes it's just, for me, it feels like, you know, when you like cutting wrapping paper and sometimes you go,
yeah.
All the way through, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just
with a tatty edge
and a little tear in there,
and it doesn't and it doesn't turn out well, and it's hard work. That's what it's like. Some days are, and some days are chomping away with the scissors.
Yeah.
Do you think sometimes it's although it can get you and stuff, when you do get one of those classic feedbacks, is it a little bit like a not a badge of honour, but like a rite of passage, you know, and you've kind of...
I never get that feeling.
No?
No.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you like earn your battle scar.
Right.
Right? And you can chat with that guy from Jaws. You know, the famous scene when...
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, look at that one. It, yeah. There you go, look at that, you know. Max's gardening service.
Yeah.
2011.
Yeah.
Wanted the logo bigger.
Yeah. Maybe we should make a desk pad that's like Clanger Bingo.
Yeah, yeah.
For graphic designers. Yeah. And then, they can tick off, make it jazzy.
Yeah.
And then get that in.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. That could be our first ever piece of merch.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That is a good one. Yeah, I think it does, it can do, it can get you down. But overall, on balance...
You're still doing it.
I'm still doing it. And, I do feel... I mean, you know, I've worked hard and I try hard. It's not like I just breeze about. But I do feel lucky that my job is, like, moving shapes and colours and pictures around.
Yeah.
Like, for all, you know...
It's not a real job, really, is it?
To it's it like, than yeah. that and everything, right? But it's still, like, really good, like, really good fun. And I could have a real... I could be having a real bad time at work. But if I get that one... design and I'm like happy with it and I'm pleased and the customers signed it off and everyone's happy, I'm like buzzing for a good couple of days just on it going, oh man, you know, that would come together so well and it just looks so good, I'm so pleased with it, and I even managed to, you know, do a couple of things I've not done before. That's always a good thing to do, go, oh, okay, I'll, you know, see something somewhere online or in print and you go, oh, that's quite nice, and then something crops up and you go, oh, that would actually that would work with that. I'm going to try it. And then the customer goes, oh, nice.
Yeah.
Approved.
The joy of design definitely outweighs those
nasty
little moments.
Yeah.
I remember when I started college, art college, after leaving school, and I just couldn't believe that I could just, that was it now. I could just make art and design. Like, just, it was a pinch me moment, you know.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it. What, I haven't got to go science now. Or
PE.
I can just draw.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I used to love that in French, if you say, right, we're going to do a poster today. It's like, yes.
Oh, yeah. That's what, like, when my kids are going through school, when my daughter, not so much, but my son will kind of get a bit like, oh, annoying homework. And what's the homework? It's, oh, you know, I've got to do a post or something. I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
That's like the best homework in the world.
Yeah.
You're so lucky that, you know, you've been asked to do that.
Yeah.
Because designing posters is like, what? One of the best things you can do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There are times where I just feel genuinely lucky that is, especially because we work in office, right? And there's all other parts of the business there, isn't there? Like the account manager and, like, you know, the triage, like, kind of people on the phone and the live chat.
Mm.
And they have, like, real tough days. Like, their client clangers would way put ours to shame in, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because people can be rude, right, and, you know, and ungrateful and all that, and they have to do that all day long.
Yeah, we're spoiled. I mean, you look at nurses and real jobs. Yeah. People like that, you know, you just think...
Teachers.
They've got proper reasons to complain and proper reasons to complain. We're just softies, lucky.
All right, so we've gone through half a dozen vagueness clangers there, and there was a bit of a theme there about just not being clear on the direction or possibly a bit of disinterest from the clients.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that's kind of it, and that's kind of it for this season of the podcast. So this was episode 10. We're going to have a little break. We're going to come back. So next time round, we'd be really keen to get a little bit of input from our viewers and listeners on YouTube and across all the streaming services. So if anyone's got any ideas of things that they'd like us to talk about, we'd quite like to hear about that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, for sure. It doesn't have to be gripes either. You know, we're probably done griping, aren't we?
Yeah, there's only so much. Yeah. Negativity, right?
Yeah, I think it's because of the sort of format we've chosen about client clangers. It does sound a little bit like moaning. I mean, I've been that person briefing the graphic designer, so a lot of this has been really familiar to me, and I'm sure it's great for graphic designers to sort of hear that they're not alone and that
it's cathartic.
I guess we've got that out of our system, if you like.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I want to talk a bit more, I guess, in the next season about positive aspects or creative side or things like that.
Yeah.
More the process, the love of design and,
And all the things affiliated with it. And also, you know, actually how satisfying and good it can feel when you do have those breakthrough moments with your customers and clients and, you know, and then... they're fully on board, and that is, like, you know, leads to much more interesting work for both parties and, like, long-lasting, relationships and stuff.
It's the rewarding side of design as well, especially if you are working for a smaller customer as well, and seeing that sort of difference you can make. You know, if you do make suggestions and improvements, it can have a big impact on someone and their small business. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it sounds like we're going to come back in the spring all positive and sweetness and light.
Yeah.
I think maybe we could keep a clanger in, like just a little clanger at the end if people have got interesting things that they want to stick in the mix or want us to talk about. We could, put a little bit of sweet and sour in there.
Yeah.
So you don't think we've gone soft.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful talking to you two guys over the last 10 weeks. And it's been great to launch this podcast. Hopefully we've got a few followers and a few listeners. If you do like what you've heard, please like and subscribe to our podcast, and we will be back very soon. Recommend it to all the other designers in your life, and they can catch up on all the episodes we've done so far. This has been Well, You're the Designer, a Solar Press podcast hosted by me, Danny Powell, with designers Richard Kemp.
No, it isn't.
I'm Matt Bruti.
Bye for now.
Recorded and produced at Poppy Productions and brought to you by solarpress.com.